Good morning, I'm Will Hawkins, and I'll be your host for today's show as we aim to deconstruct and make sense of what has been a whirlwind night. Firstly, for those who haven't heard, the Conservatives are on course to gain a small majority of around 12, a shock to the nation. Throughout this morning's programmes, you'll be hearing from our election experts who have analysed all the results from last night and will begin to speculate what went right for David Cameron and the Conservatives and what went oh so wrong for Ed Miliband and Labour. Also, you'll hear students representing each of the parties offering their view on how the night has gone for their party and what the future holds. We begin the programme by speaking to our election experts, Rod and Oliver. So, the Conservatives are still on for, you know, around 3:30, 3:25, far better than expected and, you know, not, well, a majority, possibly. What happened and quite simply how? How did the exit poll get it so right when the polls were so wrong? What, can anyone explain what's happened?
The Labour vote catastrophically collapsed, where no one would have expected that to happen to the extent it did. Now, of course, you can go into detail about why that happened, but that obviously has to be the main thing. I think people expected Miliband to do far better than he did. I certainly did. I thought this people were starting to warm to Miliband, and he seemed to do the election running just right.
I really thought this was going to be a Labour minority, potentially a Labour, you know, Labour getting more seats at least than the Conservatives. And it, you know, it actually has been a big shock. But do you know what? I think people went to the polls yesterday, they went into the voting booth and they thought Ed Miliband, the Labour Party as it stands, is simply too weak to support the country as it stands. And I feel that the SNP result has been really, you know, quite something staggering result up there. You know, I think we have to say, look at the girl, the 20-year-old girl, Mallory Black. No one has been elected that young since 1667. It's big news.
You've heard from our neutral election experts, but what do those representing the parties make of the result? You'll hear later from Labour and the Conservatives, but what do Sebastian, James and Abdul think about last night's events? So Seb, we'll start with you. The Liberal Democrats last night, well, what happened? In what they're calling the Lib Demolition. From 57 seats to below 10, Laws, Alexander, Kennedy, Hughes, just to name a few who have gone. However, Nick Clegg did manage to hold on to Sheffield Hallam. Did you ever dream it could get this bad?
No, I mean, it's hard to describe this as anything other than an unmitigated disaster for the party, clearly. I and many others, I think, in the party predict around 30 seats, which was, you know, relatively good. Particularly, we thought the election, and I think others will touch on this a bit later again, we thought it would be a more uncertain result, thought potentially, you know, part of a coalition. I think we all, you know, thought we'd lose some seats, but there was no indication at all or feeling that they would be this bad. I saw the exit poll, thought, you know, surely this can't be, you know, accurate. There's a part of me thought, you know, that was a similar reaction from some people 5 years ago, and the exit poll turned out to be correct. But unfortunately, it did turn out to be correct. I think the in many areas, the Lib Dems, we were hoping that the personal vote would be substantial. But I think even in many of the incumbent Lib Dem areas, the votes weren't as close as we were expecting either, even with incumbents.
Well, yeah, it seems disastrous. And does this mean that Nick Clegg's position as head of the party is unsafe?
I think he will go. The only, you know, in a bad way, the only thing I think stopping him might be the fact, you know, who else is going to want to step up in this sense. We've got, you know, such a small party. I think probably he will go, and I think maybe, you know, Tim Fan will go. I have to see whether Norman Lamb's been confirmed yet, either to see if he could mount a challenge. But I think he will have to leave. I think there are rumours that he'd step back from politics altogether. That won't happen. He's fought too hard to keep his seat to do that. But clearly, I think he probably will resign. Maybe not immediately. He won't, you know, give the party a bit of time to recover from the shell shock and regroup.
Well, thanks, Seb. UKIP had high hopes going into last night's election. But with Nigel Farage on the precipice of losing his seat from, well, according to rumours, and only Carswell so far winning for UKIP, they arguably did worse than they should have done. However, so far, they have taken over 85 second places across the country and have vastly increased their vote in the north of England. James joins me now, a UKIP supporter. What do you make of last night's result?
I think it's a good result. I think we'll have to wait, obviously, till the Fanet seat's called, so we can decide what we're going to do about future leadership. But 12.5% of a vote, that puts us in a solid third place, more than the Lib Dems and the Greens combined, and nearly more than the Lib Dems and SNB combined, plus 9.5% on our last result, and 2 million more votes than the SNP. Problem is, obviously, we've been spread out across the country. We've received, what is it, a 1/56th of the seats that SNP have got, despite getting 2 million more votes.
Do you think that the UKIP vote has actually been a useful vote? Can UKIP really change anything within Parliament?
As I said, we've committed Cameron to EU referendum.
Well, fair enough. Well, that leaves us with only one party left, and that is the Green Party. So, Natalie Bennett's Greens were expecting a surge going into this election, and to some extent, they saw that. The student vote was certainly mobilised, and this was probably their most successful election to date. However, so far, in terms of seats, it hasn't been the best of nights. Natalie Bennett has lost her seat, and their hopes in Norwich South has been dashed. They came third, and in Bristol West, they did manage second, but they were hoping for much more. Caroline Lucas has retained her Brighton Pavilion seat with an increased majority. And this morning we have Abdul joining us, a Green supporter. So what do you make of last night's result?
I think it wasn't surprising. I think there was a lot of expectation about this Green surge, and a lot of people were saying the Greens could get three, probably five MPs at a push. But I think a lot of Green supporters and a lot of Green activists understood that with our nature of our electoral system, there was no hope for either the Greens or even UKIP to get any seats in Parliament. I think more than anything, what this shows many students across this country, and not even just students, many people who support the Greens, who support progressive leftist politics, will be feeling very despondent that the vote that they casted has ended up being wasted, almost because of an electoral system that is not representative whatsoever in our modern age.
So what do you out there think? We've had a couple of texts. Poppy has written in to say that she is shocked but pleased by the result. And Sam, a Labour supporter, is devastated and said Ed needs to go. So, that's what you think, but what do our student representatives for the Labour Party and the Conservatives make of the result? Joe and Jordan join me now.
You know, I'm absolutely devastated. I'm gutted, as is everyone in the Labour Party. You know, it hasn't just been an operation yesterday or over the last few weeks. It's been an operation over 5 years to, you know, sort of rebuild the party. And it's just so sad. And, you know, when that exit poll came out, everyone was in absolute horror and shock. Even people I was sat with who were, you know, strong Tory supporters didn't believe it. They were like, this can't be true. I gasped almost. And it's so sad, and I just feel for Ed Miliband so, so much.
Well, Joe, we've heard a lot of negativity so far on the show, with almost every party we've spoken to being simply devastated and very disappointed by the result. How will David Cameron be feeling?
Oh, I imagine he'll be ecstatic, really. I mean, I would agree largely. I don't obviously support the sort of adulation towards the Labour Party leadership that Jordan promotes, but I would support the general thesis that nobody could really expect this. If you look at the polling in the last few weeks, Labour and Tories have been neck and neck.
Do you think that the Conservatives will go alone, assuming that they do have a very slim majority?
Yes, I think they will.
Yeah. And do you think they'll be able to survive?
Yes, more so than with anyone else. I think it's either them on their own or it's with DUP. But I think the problem with both of those is you can't see the Conservative Party, as history shows, as one sort of homogenous entity, because as, again, history exemplifies, they have a very pertinent history of regicide. And David Cameron will be very wary indeed, of his backbenchers, of the 1922 committee. There's been scraps within the Bow Group in the last week between the sort of bigwigs in the Tory party and sort of more right-wing figures. And so I think David Cameron, he's had these 5 years with the Lib Dems, and there's been strife in that sense, but there's also been strife in the sense of Europe, of immigration, of having to deal with these very vociferous right-wing backbenchers.
After months of vigorous campaigning and weeks of extensive polling and speculating, it appears that every pollster was wrong. David Cameron is heading to a shock victory. Is this the end for Ed Miliband? Is Nick Clegg's time up? Is another Scottish referendum on the cards? Only time will tell. One thing that is for sure is that whatever happens, we at The Big Picture will continue to serve your political needs. If you've enjoyed today as much as we have, then join us Wednesday at 6 p.m. as we continue to dissect the 2015 general election. Thank you for listening. It's 9 a.m. on the morning after the night before.